Way back in April, the city of Ketchikan hired the private nonprofit agency Historic Ketchikan to develop a master plan for the 1.3-mile downtown waterfront promenade.
We feel like this stretch of public waterfront is extremely unique. As you'll see in a minute, we visited a lot of other successful waterfront areas, and ours is one of the best, I think, in the world, potentially.
That's Stephen Reeve, Executive Director of Historic Ketchikan. He and that group's board member, Terry Wanzer, presented the study's findings to the Ketchikan City Council.
We've talked a lot with property owners, with interest groups, with individuals who are interested in the waterfront, and we've kind of come up for the moment with a set of principles that are directing us in our work.
One of those principles is that although the promenade originally was conceived as a way to help disperse summertime cruise ship visitors throughout the downtown area, it still should be useful for residents throughout all the seasons.
We need to make sure everyone in the community has access, people of all ages. We need to make it possible for older people as well as families and younger people to enjoy it. And then we need to recognize that we're not going to do this overnight.
Reeve says the plan is a vision that the community can strive toward through a series of projects over the next few decades. The vision includes using natural boardwalk, incorporating art, providing covered performance space, and installing informational signs about Ketchikan's past and present. Later in the meeting, the council decided to delay action on a motion calling for the city to submit comments on a draft design for completion of the waterfront promenade. Council members directed city staff to forward the state's plan to Historic Ketchikan's board for input. The promenade has been partially done for a few years, but the final section has been on hold. The Alaska Department of Transportation is now accepting comments on the design and plans to bid the project this fall, with construction starting in winter or this coming spring. One concern raised at the council meeting was the Stedman Street Bridge and whether the design would provide better space for fishing to reduce hazardous interactions between pedestrians and fishing hooks. Mayor Lou Williams III and City Manager Carl Amelon talked a little about how to address that concern.
Well, the only way I can see it, other than if we could move them down to the dock on the right and the floats on the left out of Thomas Basin, or putting up a fish cleaning thing in between the sidewalk and the bridge somehow, a hose up there and a thing where they could clean fish.
We definitely need to get water to the bridge.
Yeah.
And probably...
Can we pass that on to the state?
We will do that. I have a note already written.
Okay.
Amelon also notes that completion of the promenade likely will add to the summertime congestion along Stedman Street, so the city might need to eventually add seasonal traffic control officers. The council also voted 4-2 to approve a revised agreement with the Ketchikan Fight Club, allowing that organization to continue staging its events at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. Council members Dick Coos and Bob Sievertson voted no, citing concern over allowing the nonprofit to sell alcohol with its own permit rather than contracting that service. The city's sometimes contentious relationship with the Ketchikan Gateway Borough came up during the council comments portion of the meeting. Council member Deanne Carlson says the idea of combining the two has re-emerged.
It's verging on the point of being embarrassing for our community as a whole, the way that the governments are not able to work in harmony. So it's not consolidation, it's unification.
Mayor Williams reminded the council that whether it's called unification or consolidation, Ketchikan voters have repeatedly rejected attempts to merge the city and borough governments. The most recent attempt was rejected in 2006. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.